Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Merkur Press wrote on July 14, Pope Francis said, "It is legitimate to rebel when a few powerful people decide to send them to fight and die in a war." He defined the fighting in Ukraine as senseless and argued that if younger generations governed today, there would not be as many global conflicts. The Pope also referred to a better world if ruled by women, because those who have the mission of giving life cannot make death choices. The same would be true if the rulers were young people, because they would not want the future awaiting them to be thrown away. However, the Bible most certainly does not agree with any of this. Women are making death choices by the millions when they decide to abort their unborn children. Also, Scripture tells us that many problems exist or will exist because women and children are or will be ruling the nations. If you don't believe it, please turn to Isaiah chapter 3, verses 4 and 12. The Bible says that the wisdom of men is foolishness with God. And you can also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20 to see the proof. In addition, I found the following article quite interesting. It was published by the American Conservative on July 18, because it gives a frightening report on the status of the American military. It says, "It is vital to understand that all is not well inside the U.S. armed forces. The Biden Pentagon has created a system of intolerance that rewards unquestioning compliance with the left's policies and actively punishes dissent and divergence from the left's prescribed behavior. Put another way, the lives of Americans in uniform are controlled by ideologically driven bureaucrats. The Biden administration has chosen the American military establishment as their instrument of social change or as a new dead horse awaiting deification. It is an undisguised plan to eliminate any semblance of a colorblind military in favor of elevating persons of color and women to dominate the senior ranks. There are good reasons to expect more white men to leave the armed services. No one in Washington, D.C. ever complained of too many white soldiers, 95% of whom were cultural, if not religious, Christians, during the Civil War, on the battlefields of the First World War, on the beaches at Normandy and Okinawa, or in the deserts of Iraq. No one complained of too many white men in the skies over Midway, Vietnam, Afghanistan, or Iraq. Biden's policies are fraught with danger. The basic requirements of warfare do not change to accommodate woke ideology. If Americans in uniform see evidence for racially biased policies, quotas, and preferences, America's best will not enlist. And that is arguably already happening. In fact, quite a few have already chosen not to stay in the military because they are not going to be vaccinated as demanded by the military. A frightening consequence of these developments is described in Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 14, which talks about the fact that the trumpet will blow, but no one will go to battle when it comes to the United States of America. There are ads out there trying to persuade young people to join the military. They are using cartoons with two lesbian women raising a child. A Is this going to persuade anyone? Or is this backing up what this article has just been saying and warning against? But this brings us to a much more fundamental question. And that is, how does God look at war? How does God look at abortion, for example? Is that right in the eyes of God? We have prepared a free booklet. It is titled, Should You Fight in War? Now, I dare to say that this free booklet approaches this matter in a way which you have probably never heard before. So please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.